Thank you. There are signs of a renewed tourist boom in Zimbabwe, where tourists from all over the world arrive to see the legendary Victoria Falls. The country's tourism industry has been through tough times since its heyday in the 1990s. Zimbabwe was perceived as a high-risk country, and tourism virtually stopped overnight after land invasions and violence. Sue Ahern was there last week and caught up with Victoria Falls tourist guide, Smart Sikosana.
This is Sue Ahern. I'm in Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe with Smart, who's a tour guide with the one of the local companies who take tourists along the Victoria Falls. So he's going to join us this afternoon and talk about what he does. Welcome to the program, Smart.
Welcome.
Now, can you tell us what you do? What is your job about?
Okay, my job is to take people around the falls, doing tours around the falls and around the country. So we take people, we pick up people from airport, take them to their destinations, hotels and lodges, and then take them for activities.
So what sort of activities, like the Victoria Falls in particular, what do you show people when you take them there?
Okay, the one and the most important thing that we do, we take people to see the falls, to view the falls, then we give them speech about the falls, tell them what is going to happen, it's the season that they experience, it's going to be wet, it's going to be low season, what to bring and what to wear at the rainforest there. And then other activities, we do elephant ride. You ride on the back of an elephant. We also have a lion encounter whereby you walk with the lions. And then we also have sunset cruises. You cruise on the mighty Zambezi River for your sunset. We also take people for game drives. We normally take people to the Botswana, Chobe for day trips, and then we bring you later in the evening. So you get a combination of boat cruise plus a game drive.
What is the most popular thing that people like to do here? Is it the Victoria Falls?
It is the Victoria Falls. That's the major thing. You get to the Victoria Falls and then you can do other things afterwards.
So what do people like about it when you take them on the tour and you there are lots of points along the way? What do they like best about it?
Okay, first of all, people like the way I tell them about what is going to happen in the park, what they have to what they're going to experience in the park. And then again, some people like the way the water falls into the gorge. Some like the spray, because at times during high season, you get soaked. You get very, very wet. Some people like to be wet.
Oh, we got very wet today.
Oh, yeah, it was. But I believe it wasn't very, very wet. You are going to experience more if it was windy. Most of our wind blow from east to west. So when it happens that way, you get very, very wet.
So what should people bring with them when they're coming to do the walk at Victoria Falls?
Well, some of the things we provide, but what you have to bring, you need to bring clothes that dry quickly, dry fast, and then you can as well bring some sandals or flip-flops, and then we're going to give you some raincoats or umbrellas such that you don't get completely soaked.
How many tours do you take along the Victoria Falls each day?
Well, on a normal day, I take one tour, but during the peak season, I take two or three. So we sometimes have a lot of people coming to view the falls. Like, this is our peak season, winter time. We're having a lot of people from all over the world. They come and view the falls. So we get busy. When we are busy, when we have a lot of people, we work. And then when we have, when it's silent, we take our time off.
So do you like this job?
I love my job very much. I like meeting people from various places all over the world.
And what sort of qualifications do you have to be a tour guide?
Well, you need to go as far as ordinary level. That is just enough. And then you can start with the University of Zimbabwe. They accept you and then you get trained and then you actually pass and you become a tour guide.
So one of the things you took us on today was also to see the biggest tree in the world. Could you tell us about that?
Well, this is the biggest tree in this area. Well, there might be some trees outside that we don't know, but around this town, Victoria Falls, it is the biggest tree, the baobab tree. The age is estimated to be between 1,000 to 1,500 years old.
So we also saw some elephants on the drive there. Is that common? Do people see elephants all the time here?
Well, we live with animals here. The Victoria Falls is in a national park. 70% is the national park, whereas 30% is just the infrastructure and the buildings where we live. So elephants, animals have got no boundaries. So there's no fence. They just move around wherever they want. It's really interesting. Whenever you walk around town, you get to see wattles, you get to see vervet monkeys, baboons, elephants at times. You see them like you saw them when we're driving around.
And I hear that they actually walk through the town. Is that correct?
They do that during the day or at night. At times you happen to see them.
So is it safe for people just to walk around?
Well, it's safe, but as long as you walk during the day, if you walk at night, we have street lights, but bear in mind that they are wild animals. So you rather use taxis or you walk where there are street lights.
And is it safe? Is there any problem with security for tourists that come here?
Well, with that, we are 100% safe. I guarantee you that. In terms of safety, this is the safest destination. The whole country, they're looking into that. So we're having, if you look around, you get to see policemen around wearing some aprons written tourism police. They are there to actually help people. Directions, if you get lost, you just ask anyone. People are nice and friendly in Victoria Falls, in Zimbabwe as a country.
Thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Sue Ahern with tour guide Smart Sikosana from Victoria Falls on the Zambezi River between Zambia and Zimbabwe. Now, Sue, that sounded like a fascinating trip. He was a lovely fellow, wasn't he?
Oh, he was fantastic, and he was a very good guide. He told us, he got great stories as you went along through the day, and he was excellent. And he really loved what he was doing, so people like that who are passionate always make it very enjoyable.
Mm. Now, Victoria Falls, is it a big tourist trap, or is it absolutely worth seeing? Is it, you know, one of those geographic wonders one has to have on the bucket list?
Yes, I think you need to tick that one off. It's
right.
Well worth going there. I found it quite expensive.
Right. Is that getting there or once you're there?
No, the price is getting, I mean, a flight from Johannesburg to Victoria Falls was about 500 Australian return.
Wow. Okay.
Not too bad.
How many hours of flying is that?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay. So that's like going to Brisbane?
Yeah, about the same.
Right.
But nowadays they're only using American dollars.
Oh.
Their local currency when they got into 50 million.
Yes,
for
how many squillion for a loaf of bread? So
that's all been, they've scrapped that, so it's just taking.
Well,
American
that happens
dollars.
In Vietnam too, a bit. I don't know whether it's good or bad. Do you think that there's an inherent rip-off in that approach or what?
Oh, there's a fee for just about everything. There's
okay.
A fee to go to the Victoria Falls, which is
right.
30 US.
Right.
A fee to go on the Zambezi for a cruise, another 10 US. $12 fee. These are extra on top of your tour fees.
Yeah.
These are all government charges.
Okay.
So you're getting slogged all the way. And it does mount up because it's US dollars for us Australians. Whereas we come from Johannesburg where you've got 10 rand to the Australian dollar, which makes it a very reasonable place to visit.
Yes.
But Zimbabwe was very expensive. But you can see the local people don't have any money.
Right.
They're desperate to sell you anything.
Right.
They're the most persistent hawkers I've ever come across.
But they're not there with their hand out. They're there to do commerce.
They're trying to sell you something. It might
right.
be a little carving. It might be a stone figure. It might be some fabric. But they are really very, very persistent.
Mm.
And they'll even try and sell you some of those old Zimbabwe notes that are 500 million or 100 million.
Oh, I think one of those would be fun to shove on the wall. I used to be a millionaire.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, so that's really interesting. And did you stay there? Did you sleep there?
Yeah, we stayed, had two nights at the Kingdom Hotel, which was very nice resorts. The best hotel there is the original old colonial hotel, the Victoria Falls Hotel, which is slight something out of the days of the Raj.
Yeah.
There's,
built by the British?
Yes.
Yeah.
High tea at 3.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, very nice.
Did you have scones and cream and jam and
We did, yes.
Right.
And that wasn't too expensive. That was $15 US.
Okay.
And a beautiful view from the hotel out over the falls and the bridge that links
over the Zambezi River.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. You took a beautiful photo of that with a rainbow.
Yes, but there are lots of rainbows, so it's quite easy to do. It wasn't right. a great skill, but it's a beautiful place.
It's the mist, obviously. Yes, sun catches the mist. And you went on the river itself?
Yes, we had a cruise in the evening. Again, that was beautiful because you just cruise up and down the river.
On the upside or the downside of the falls?
The upside.
On the upside, right.
So they're feeding you gin and tonics all the way and a little few things to eat. And then you're just going along the banks of the Zambezi and there's a crocodile and there's a hippo. Yeah, great wildlife, great birds, amazing, well worth the trip.
That absolutely sounds fantastic. And no one trying to go over the falls in a barrel like at Niagara?
No. It was a height of... They've just had a very wet season. So,
It was rushing.
Yeah, absolutely pouring. And there was no whitewater rafting because the river was so high.
Wow.
But in the low season, they actually swim at the top of the falls.
Right. Now, do you have to go in on the Zimbabwe side or could you go on the Zambia side?
Well, a lot of people do both sides. You cross the bridge and go to the other side. Yep. We just did the Zambezi side.
Okay.
The
Zimbabwe side.
Yeah, Zimbabwe
now, Zimbabwe's
side.
Got a bit of a, it's not the Nigerian scam tag that it's got, but it is regarded as a little bit of a despotic regime and, you know, where does all the money go is a question that people often ask. Did you feel like, A, you were safe and, B, you got value for money?
Yeah, very safe. No security problems at all and they certainly didn't see soldiers or police out. The tourists... police patrolling around where all the tourists are.
Lots of white tourists?
Yes, a lot of white tourists. Mm. A lot of Europeans, a lot of Americans, lots and lots of Australians. In fact, the plane from Australia was full of retirees going to do
the... spending the kids' inheritance.
That's right. They were all on the plane and on the way back.
Okay. So how do you get there? You fly to Joburg?
Yes, we flew to Johannesburg.
Yep.
And from there we went off on a safari.
Right.
About 3 hours out of Johannesburg, which was a short one. A lot of people go to the longer one, go to Kruger Park, which is a lot more expensive, but we went on a shorter one.
Yeah.
And
you saw the
big five
they talk about?
Yes.
And you photographed them all. How close did you... Were you surprised at how close you could get?
Yes, I was, actually. And we went to a lion reserve, which was a lot of rescue animals.
Yep.
So
they still eat you.
Yes, they do. And I did. Yeah. They had a pet cheetah.
Yep.
Which did take...
Did you give him a hug?
Well, we were patting him like a cat and he's purring away. And then you know how cats just bite your hand when they're sort of being playful.
Yep.
This is what the cheetah did too. So that was a bit of a fright.
Ooh. Yeah. I think in Cape Town we had a pat of a cheetah, but it came out of the big collar and two handlers. This was a fairly decent sized animal, but it's one they used to take around to schools and things like that to try and, you know... let people see them close up.
Well, this one was blind. She'd lost one eye and she'd been with humans a lot, so she was quite tame.
Okay. So overall, your meet expectations?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the best trips I've done.
Right.
Highly recommend.
And you've been around, not to put anything more, not to make anything more of that than those words, but you've seen lots of places in Asia and I guess in Europe. So this is one that had been on the bucket list and you've given it a big tick.
It wasn't actually on my bucket list, but I've got a couple of friends who I work with in Papua New Guinea who are there as Australian volunteers helping with human rights, and they invited us to stay, so we went, and I'm just so glad that we did. Well worth it.
Absolutely.
Fantastic trip.
Well, it sounds great, and I believe that in a coming episode of Travel Writers Radio, you might talk to us about a couple of the other things you did over there, one of which was to go through an area of Joburg that is pretty maniacal, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly one of the most notorious and high crime areas in Johannesburg.
Right.
And Johannesburg has a reputation of, this is pretty dangerous. Now, I've lived in Port Moresby, which is up there with Johannesburg, but I'd say Johannesburg is nowhere near as dangerous as Port Moresby.
Okay.
We felt quite safe, and we went through... had an escorted tour through Yeovil, which is one of the notorious areas.
Okay.
Well worth the trip.
Sounds fantastic. We'll look forward to that.